ACMA finds four betting operators guilty of BetStop breaches. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has ruled against four betting operators for breaching the country's online gambling self-exclusion regulations. According to ACMA, BuddyBet, UltraBet, VicBet, and TopBet did not take adequate measures to ensure compliance with the requirements of BetStop, Australia's National Self-Exclusion Register, NSER. The authority found that BuddyBet didn't close accounts for self-excluded individuals and continued to send them marketing materials. In November 2024, BuddyBet withdrew from the Australian market. In the case of UltraBet, the operator reopened an account for a user at the end of their exclusion period, allowing them to continue betting with the same account. Under NSER regulations, betting operators are mandated to close accounts immediately upon registration with BetStop. Furthermore, these accounts must remain closed permanently, even after the self-exclusion period has ended. VicBet and TopBet breached NSER rules by sending marketing materials to individuals registered on the self-exclusion platform. Licensed gambling operators in Australia are prohibited from sending electronic marketing materials, including emails and texts, to individuals who have self-excluded. Varied penalties for infractions. Since BuddyBet no longer operates in Australia, it will not face any regulatory action. UltraBet, however, was subject to a court-enforceable undertaking which required it to review and improve its compliance systems and processes. VicBet and TopBet received formal warnings for their breaches of the NSER rules. Quote, "Wagering providers should know their obligations under the rules and know that we are enforcing them. The rules about account closure must be complied with. People on the NSER have made a conscious effort to exclude themselves from online gambling services. Sending gambling marketing messages to people who are trying to stop gambling is unacceptable. Betting services must have systems in place that respect the decisions of people to self-exclude or face further consequences." Carolyn Lidgerwood, ACMA member. The latest ruling comes on the heels of ACMA's penalty against Unibet last month for similar breaches. Unibet was fined $1 million Australian dollars, $649,170 United States dollars, for committing over 100,000 violations of the Interactive Gambling Act 2001.